your host, Johnny Skywalker, and with me I have Caitlin Skywalker and Farmer Skywalker.
Hi.
May the force be with you.
We're already doing the visual bit where Caitlin is waving hello on the audio only podcast. Like, hi everybody. And
one sitting one of in these the days back, though, right? One of these days we'll have something like that where people can
we
see.
We have that one episode we did in Zoom. But really quick, sitting in the back we have Craig Palpatine.
It's true because you just never know when he's just gonna, you know, rage and not be here, right?
I feel like we need to definitely commemorate that this is the first episode that David has missed.
Oh, we have to.
This is the whole episode. We don't have to talk about Star Wars. We're just going to talk about that. This is for
he's
real.
He's going to be so gutted if that's all we talk about.
I've missed two episodes.
I have missed like
a lot.
Like probably 10.
Honestly, Farm, I stopped counting yours after like 3. Who cares?
At this point, it's at least 8, maybe 10. I'm referred to as the guest star now. You know?
Caitlin has missed a lot too. Let's be honest.
I'm not one of the core members of an AVCast, so it's different. I'm just sprinkled in for fun.
What is it? You're also a guest star, right? Not like a reoccurring person.
She's like the extra whipped cream, you know, to make it all sweet. You know, we water it down a lot and she's got to come up here and spice it up, you know.
And man, if you guys thought last week was bad, that we were all over the place last week and didn't talk about anything, this week is going to be so much worse
without our fearless leader.
Because we were just talking about it before we started and I wanted to bring Craig in. I have not prepared anything to talk about for this podcast since like episode 4 of season 1, right? Because David's got a list. He's always got a list of stuff. And we're like, David, what should we talk about?
Well, when the guy's writing the list and, you know, putting down the notes, you know, you start to trust him and he becomes the foundation, you know, that you just rely on.
I mean, we say he has a list, but somehow the list is always about how much he loves Destiny and how Sony sucks. Right, that's just the list over and over again.
Yeah, but you know, we try to keep talking about Starfield and you know how that goes.
There was a recent update to Starfield. I actually, after David, so David sent us a text message saying he wasn't going to come, and I literally, for the first time in like months, I actually pulled up IGN's website to be like, what's current in gaming news, so that I can be like slightly prepared.
First thing you see.
What, there was a Tiny Glade. There was a Tiny Glade review, which I've been playing the crap out of Tiny Glade.
Yeah,
and there was a thing about Starfield. And I was like, whatever. And I just closed it immediately. I was like, no, not interested.
Well, and so just because I've been playing The Sims today and the other day, Sims had a new update. They have a new, what is it called? It's like Life and Death expansion thing now. And you can now be the Grim Reaper. And there's new things.
Do you get to go to church? You get to go to church and the life and death update.
They have funerals now, which they've always had weddings, which is kind of like whatever, hit or miss. But now you can go to funerals rather than just grieving your dead Sims in your living room or wherever they happen to die.
That is crazy. So you actually can go around and reap the souls of people like with the Grim Reaper? Like,
But the jobs are different. So like you just send your Sim to work, right? And they're gone for the day. Like you're not. Well, I don't know, because in the career pack, you can do your job. I don't know. I'll have to buy it and see.
Yeah, let us know how that turns out.
When I want to live out my fantasy, I also fantasize of going to funerals. Right? Like, that's what I've missed, too.
Johnny's actually spent a lot of time on this. He went out shopping just to have the right apparel, you know, black and white.
Did you guys watch that TV show way back in the day called Touched by an Angel? You guys know the show I'm talking about?
Yeah, a long time ago.
I'm like, am I the only person who has watched this? I was just talking about Touched by an Angel yesterday.
It's crazy.
So in this show, Touched by an Angel, from what I can remember, and it's been like 20 years or maybe even longer, I don't know, the cast is of these angels who appear as humans and they try to help people who are like having some kind of problem. They work through the problem. Right. There is a reoccurring character, kind of like Caitlin over here, in the show. She's not one of the main characters, or it's a male character. His name was Andrew, and he played the Angel of Death. for real, like okay. Caitlin. So like
wow.
in yeah. the show, so they're like trying to help, like the angels are trying to help, you know, whatever. I don't really they would like help people, and it wasn't something as simple as like pulling them out of like a burning car, but like try and help people work through some like life issue. But then like you would be watching the show, and then the Andrew, we all knew him as the Angel of Death, he would be kind of like, he would kind of like pop up also in human form. Like you would see a crowd of people and you would see him standing there, like with the whole crowd, like looking. And then the other angel looking at him like, huh, what? And he's just kind of like nodding his head like, yeah, I'm here for somebody. And it was, there was a lot of pressure on it.
Wow.
Yeah. That...
The show that I think about all the time. Have you ever heard of a show Dead Like Me?
I don't think I have.
No. Hi, guys. Okay. Well, it's me. What was the last thing you heard? What was the last thing you heard? We're going to edit this out with movie magic.
We heard everything.
Yeah, oh. No, I think we heard everything.
Yeah, I think we heard everything. You're talking about pretty much the whole show.
And then the guy Death standing there looking in the crowd. Yeah,
yeah, looking in the crowd. And you could tell that, you know, he's coming for somebody. And that's where you pretty much left off. Like he was.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, I stopped because you're both still frozen.
Oh.
You were frozen there for a second for me, but now you're
interesting.
Not anymore.
I was going to say, you were moving for me, but.
Okay, well, then I'm just going to leave this in. I want people to know. So
no.
I'm recording from Japan. And sometimes Discord works fine, and other times it really doesn't. And trying to deal with that is not always fun in the editing process. Where I'm like, I'm just going to cut this.
What's the actual delay? Like between like it's probably like 10-15 seconds at least.
Well, my current connection is 54 milliseconds is what it says, so which is in the green, but sometimes the delay gets long and I have to, but the actual delay from Craig isn't too bad. Craig does a decent job lining it up. I sometimes cut some stuff, but usually it's pretty decent. But David's still gone. Anyway, I'm gonna bring us back around to the main point of this episode, which is the phantom David.
Phantom David for the very first time. Let's talk about our fearless leader a little bit, you know.
All right, well, I don't know that I've talked about this on the podcast. Well, yeah, why don't we all talk about how we met David? Kate, who wants to go first? Who wants to go first about how they met David?
Well, I probably have the least exciting way that I met David. So Travis, or Tarabi, as some of the folk might know him, and I have been friends since way back in high school. Always still just like through Xbox Live, had met through a mutual friend, but like never met each other kind of thing. Just played video games together, whatnot. And so that's carried on, you know, 10 years or so. And he was talking about like, oh, I joined this new gaming group. It's a lot of fun, blah, blah, blah. Like, you should come hang out in my stream or whatever. And then I ended up meeting Farmer first because he streams Halo all the time. And I absolutely love Halo. And that's a big plus. Yep. And so
it was awesome.
Yeah. So I tried to like sneak in and play some games with Farmer and Travis and then Febreze also, you know, and then slowly just kind of, you know, met everyone from there.
And you met David somewhere there as well.
So yeah, so the point of
circling back.
I have the attention span of a squirrel. But yeah, so at some point in the meantime, I had met David, and
this was all around when Halo Infinite was
pretty much
first came out,
right?
Because I remember
it just came out. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
because I feel like I remember you just suddenly appeared. We were all playing Halo Infinite, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, this is Travis's friend.
And you know, it's kind of cool. So has Halo Infinite been out 4 years now?
Because Has it been that long?
Yeah, because this is the fourth World Championship happening this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Can I read something?
I just heard them talk about that.
Yeah. Release date, December 8th, 2021.
Okay.
Oof.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago.
It's crazy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I also remember when Halo first came out, I'm not a huge energy drinker or really a caffeine drinker. I don't drink a lot of soda. I hate coffee. I do like tea. But when Halo Infinite came out, they had that deal with Rockstar where they had the tabby codes, you know, and I probably had at least one Rockstar every day for like a month straight because I wanted to get as many of those codes as I could. And I have never felt so ill in my life.
I ended up getting, you know, every single one of the Rockstar cans. And I also, I had a ton of them. And I will just say, I was very unhealthy because of it. So it was a good time. Don't get me wrong. But it was definitely one of those times where you, like, reflect after the fact, after what you did for months. And you're like, okay, that was not a good choice.
How can it have been 4 years and we still have zero idea of like the future of Halo, of right. Halo's narrative, I should say, right? They want to stick with the Infinite, but like no story DLC, no Halo Infinite, yep. Nothing. What is going on?
I have no idea. I was thinking we would hear some news, you know, what, around June or July, somewhere around there when they did the Xbox press conference. And we've still kind of been dry in the Halo area, but I mean, they have been knocking out the monthly stuff pretty well. Honestly, it's been a lot of fun. They've been putting a lot of good playlists, but I mean, so they're knocking that out of the park, honestly, a lot better than they've been in the past. So I'm happy for that. And there's a lot of really cool game types and playlists and
the
amazing
last couple
armor.
The last couple of years, we've had Master Cheeks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We can skip this. Anyways.
Don't need to keep circling back to his butt.
We always come back to the show.
It's such a good name, Master Cheek. I can't not, like, if you just say it out loud, you smile, right? Master Cheeks, so good.
Yeah, unfortunately, we had that. Yeah.
Farm, how did you? We'll stay on topic. How did you meet David?
I didn't actually meet him first. My younger brother Hayden, who's also in NF, Hlear, or Hlear. However you want to say it. Yeah, clearer.
Clear.
I clearly said it. So he started getting into Halo as well. We kind of got into Halo about the same time. I was huge into the campaign, and he started doing more of the multiplayer, and I did too. But he somehow found the clan, the Christian, you know, Christian clan. Or at the time, you know, as he had the Humble Ambassadors, you know, out there in the crazy serververse of, you know, Halo back
in the
day.
I know, it was brutal.
You know, Halo CE, you know, it was crazy. So he joined that, you know, clan, as they called it back then, you know.
Relax, everybody.
And that's
what it was called back then.
And so he had, you know, met David, and we didn't even know his name at that time. So before that, I joined another group in Red Phoenix. I still remember the clan name, and I was like, "Oh, this is cool. These are big shots." And I did learn quite a bit from those guys, but I learned real quick that probably not the people I wanted to be around, you know, hang around, you know, and stuff like that. Just the way they were treating people. So ended up eventually converting over, you know. So I was like, I was part of this other clan that was, you know, kind of a little spicy,
super sweaty,
just,
super
yeah,
sweaty,
sweaty, and you know, just my normal. And then then Hayden introduced me to Gabe.
Yeah,
and I'm telling you right now,
can you believe
we
that,
thought
Caitlin,
for
his
years,
name was Gabe.
Gabriel, that is his name. I'm honestly for real telling you that we thought that was his name for years, I think. And then one day he's like, no, my name, that's not my name. And we're like shell shocked, like, right.
Wow.
And, yeah. And you know, Johnny's always been like, my name's Johnny. So we knew his name was Johnny, you know, so tag Johnny, you know, that was just kind of like together, but like it was gay for the longest time. And I had like like, you guys call me Farm and everything. That was the same thing for me. I called him Gabe. We called him Gabe so much, or Gabriel, that it was a whole mental thing that we had to work through to just like, okay, it's not Gabe, it's David. I'm good now, but it took me a while. We had a whole mental process to even work through the fact that his name's not Gabe.
Farmer went to therapy for it. He lied to me the whole time.
So our David, you thought was Gabe. I just caught.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I thought this was
His name was A.T. Gabriel, And I just assumed that his, you know, or Gabe, we always called him Gabe. He's like, oh yeah, hey Gabe, you know, what's up? And, you know, and he, you know, at that time you respond to your name, and it does make sense that his username wasn't his real name, because mine wasn't either and nobody else was, but somehow I just thought that's what he did. You know, he it's like, that's my name, you know, and I don't know how that happened, but we all thought it. Of course, my name at that time wasn't even Farmer. That was before the Farmer. I was AT Thunder.
Yeah,
at that time. It was Thunder.
And it was before Clear was Clear.
Yeah, he was AT Flame, I believe.
Flame.
Right?
It was Flame and Thunder.
Yep, Flame and Thunder.
Even when I first moved to Japan, I've been here 10 years, I still called Hayden Flame often.
Yeah.
And I had to switch to Hayden or to Clear or H Lear because we would play Destiny online here. So people don't know, Farmer's brother actually lived in Japan as well when I first lived here. For the first few years I was living here, we were both living in Japan. And so him and I actually played games all the time together because we like would time zone link, right? Yeah,
that would make sense.
And, people, I would call him Flame, and people would be like, "Who's he? Who are you talking to?" And so I had to make that switch. Yeah. It was brutal.
It's hard to make the switch, and when it's kind of like an inside like call name, you know, you just know. He's like, "Hey, you're handled." Like between the two, you get it. You know, it's like a little handshake.
Also,
you know?
Flame is easy to say. H Lear,
right?
It's not easy to say H Lear. But
it's weird that you guys say H Lear because I always call him H Lear.
Yeah. Well, that is the way you're supposed to say it, just like D J D, you know, not Digi.
Oh,
that's the other thing. That's the other thing. So after he changed, like after we had the whole thing, okay. His name is, you know, Gabriel, and it's not Gabriel anymore. Figured out his name's David. Then we all thought his name, like Xbox name, was Digity. Like we all called him Digity or something like that. And for a long time, and he didn't correct us for forever. Yeah. You know, like he does. You
what
know?
A David thing to do.
Yeah, I know. He didn't correct us. He's like actually
for literal years. For
yeah,
years.
He never years. Said and then he's like, actually, guys, it's my initials. I'm like, what? Another moment where we're like, what? Can we get special effects like every time we do that? What?
Some soundboard.
Yeah.
Oh.
But no.
Shows how long Farmer has known David. That he knew him in the Gabe days. That was a long time ago.
Oh yeah, that was in the inception of ANAV, really. Right. Before it made the transformation from what PC, well, like Halo CE server basically only. That's all. That's, I think that was mostly the games that they played. Maybe some what would be another game at the time they played. I mean, that was the most of the thing I think they played, maybe a little bit.
He was trying to get everyone to play Tribes. He was trying to get everyone to play Tribes.
Oh,
yeah. I remember that one. Yes. Never caught on.
In true David fashion, trying to get all of us to play a different game that he's like, it's awesome, guys. It's awesome. Come on, get over here and play it. And we all are just like, no, dude.
Halo was the way. Halo was the way. And that's why we're still like tight bond, you know? It's all back in those days.
Met David when I was, I think, 13 years old. I was pretty young. And for me, I met David in real life at my church. And so for people listening, I make music, right? We've talked about that. I'm a music producer, but I have a background in performance. I grew up playing drums in church. I grew up playing piano and singing in church. But I also grew up as a sound tech in church. I just did it all, right? I could run it all. For those who grew up going to church in the 90s and in the early 2000s, Farmer, maybe you remember, I don't think Caitlin would remember because she went to a Catholic church. Do you remember transparencies? Like where you have like a transparent thing and you put it on there and it's like the words and it like projects the words.
Like
up.
A little overhead projector. Oh, yeah. Yeah. We had them in school.
and you would put that up there. And then there was like some kids sitting in the very front with this and they're just like kind of doing the words that way, right?
Yeah, right.
So our church, we switched from that and we got these, we didn't have a projector, but we had these TVs and we're going to use like PowerPoint and we ended up using another program as well. And David, a young, I think 16 or 17 year old David was going to run this for us and show us how to do it. and he taught a seminar. But David lived quite a ways away, like, I don't know, more than an hour drive from where we were. And so he came Friday night. He actually spent the night at my house because we had a big house. And he taught the seminar on Saturday. And then he spent the night again and went to church on Sunday and went home. And that evening, we played Halo 1 on the Xbox, bro. Oh, all like the whole weekend when he wasn't teaching that seminar, we just played co-op Halo like the whole time. Right. Yeah. Oh,
basically,
so good.
Basically your own LAN party. Basically,
yeah, exactly. You know? Me and him going through it, being terrible. Right. Like not good. Let me tell you, not good. But it was a lot of fun. And then the story I like to tell people is David actually ended up dating my sister.
Oh, right. I always forget about that.
I don't even remember for how long. Like he dated her for, I don't know. It felt like forever. But I bet probably it was not that long. Probably it was like, yeah, a year.
John is probably like, will this guy just stop dating my sister and actually play some games with me? He's like, he's so not cool right now.
Bro, so annoying. So like also, so they lived more than an hour drive out of the city. And so my parents didn't feel comfortable having my sister drive because this is before like GPS on cell phones and stuff. Long and they were worried ago. She's going to get lost. So I had to, so I have to go with her and drive all the way out to David's house. This is how I know his dad and his parents and stuff. And we would drive all the way out to David's house for my sister to hang out with her boyfriend, who would then just be playing video games with me. And
boom. And the bond was like this rock solid.
And, no, right. They broke up and my friendship with David's great. Right. Even through their breakup and stuff. I'm just right. Freaking listen, dude, you dodged a bullet. Hey,
do you think Halo broke them up? It's like you guys just playing. And she's like, man, can you give us some time? It's like, no, we're playing this game. You know,
to be honest, there was a Uno game that I think did their relationship in because like my sister wanted to sit next to David. And so he kept hitting her with those draw fours and draw twos.
Oh, no.
And that was just the way it was. And she was my sister, dude, she was getting mad. Like, it's not funny. She's mad every time he's laying these cards down. And then she at one point he's destroying his own relationship. Right. He's just like, boom, boom. And then at one point she like gets a reversal and she's like, now I'm going to start doing it to you. And no joke, he just like looks at her and he lays down another reverse to like send it back the other direction. And it was.
He just, just basically told her, you know what? This isn't working out.
you're not breaking it with me. I'm breaking it with you. Reversal. Yeah.
Boom. Boom.
Oh,
draw two. Draw two. You know, like it was. I think that was really the beginning of the end, you know, for them after that. But the
who would have thought Uno
it's a brutal game. But David got into he then built a PC and got into PC Halo, right? I've always been a console gamer since I've known David. And
this is true until now.
I heard about so he was AT Gabriel until now I'm a PC gamer. Where's my Steam Deck? Where is it? The
Visual Bit.
Yeah, so he was AT Gabriel, and then he was Prairie Dog.
Do you remember Prairie Dog?
Right, right.
Yeah. But it was Prairie like Prey, PRAYERIEDAWG, Prairie Dog.
Dog.
You know?
Like dog. Prairie Dog.
So it was Gabriel, then it was Prairie Dog, and then he ended up getting over to DJD. Yep. Like I think after Prairie Dog, he got over to DJ.
Once 360, I think, came out, like that's where he made that. That's what I remember. Yeah, and that's actually where we met. The 360 days. Like,
yes. Yeah.
Where Halo 3. Like, Armor and Johnny met.
Yeah, Halo 3.
Yeah, Halo 3. David was like, "Hey, you should play with my other friend. I'm going to finally show you who he is."
David. So this sounds bad. David's like, "I'm going to finally introduce you to my new friend." David would not shut up about like. Thunder and Flame, you know, Farmer and his brother. And I was just so dismissive and did not care at all. But I'm just like, whatever. Dude. Okay, whatever. Your online friend's cool.
Yeah.
Like, whatever, bro. Whatever, dude. Freaking Halo on PC. What even is a PC?
Johnny's like, nerd.
Yeah, freaking nerd. Let's play ODST.
Right.
good times. Good times there.
But we, David and I, yeah, been through a lot. Broke up with my sister. It's this weird thing that
we broke up with her.
I used to introduce. We used to always. David was my movie buddy, so we would always go see movies together in Chicago all the time. And I used to always introduce him to like women as my sister's ex boyfriend. I would be like, "Oh, hey, what's up? This is my sister's ex." And they would always like kind of be like, "Ugh." And then I would be like, "He's single. He's still single. Hey." And he would be like, "Please stop." And
You're a terrible wingman. That's awful.
Still single. Check it out. We're hanging out. You wanna hit up my friend?
Thank the Lord that social media was not around then. Right, Johnny? You'd be like,
brutal.
Selfie. Like, go check out.
Yeah, check it out. Hey, why don't you follow him on social media? I have his QR code right here.
Oh my goodness. Oh my God.
But moving to Japan was actually probably like the best thing, honestly, even for me and Farmer, because I have always been an early to bed type. Mm-hmm. So they would be staying up late playing games and I would be freaking sleeping, dude. Like, guys, it's 10 o'clock. Good night. And then I moved over here and, you know, I was free in the late morning, early afternoon when they're usually
late night gaming, you know?
Yeah. And we were able to game more. It's such a weird thing that like moving to the other side of the world, I became closer friends.
It was the only way it would work, you know, for how, you know, schedules and all that. But it's kind of crazy. We've definitely connected and played a way lot more for sure. Like, you know, getting into Destiny or even some Halo or all the other games that we've played, honestly, like would have never happened. I mean, honestly, this podcast, Escapist 2, all the games that we've played, all the streaming stuff that we've done in the past, and this podcast literally would not happen.
Would not be happening.
Yeah. Johnny's sleeping like 9 or 10, you know?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Dude, last night I went to bed at 8:30.
Holy cow.
I can explain that in a minute. But the also I want to say I don't usually talk about this. When I first moved here, it was very isolating. You know, I didn't speak any Japanese. I had a small child, you know, an 18-month-old, didn't really know anybody, you know, and I very much felt kind of stuck in my house, in my apartment, you know, because when you go out, you know, I can't communicate with anyone.
Right.
You know, I can go out and go shopping and stuff like that, but I can't really hang out with a lot of people. I didn't have a big community. Like now, you know, I'm very involved in our local community and have a decent amount of friends, but especially the first few years, Anav really, really helped me, you know, through that isolation and that loneliness. So like, I really, really do appreciate you guys and getting to know everybody, because it was just like, oh man, like, hey, they're online. Like, let's play some Halo. Let's play some Minecraft. Let's do that, you know, because if not, it's just me and my 18-month-old son at the time, you know.
Well, and I'm sure like you couldn't always have an interpreter or anything like that, you know, around all the time. So it's like took a couple of years, you know.
Heads up to all of my monolingual friends. Translation apps suck. It doesn't work. People act like they're like, it totally works. It's great. No, it doesn't. It doesn't work. It works when you don't need it to, right? But as soon as you need it to work, it does not work. And they like it, and now you guys can't communicate. So like people be like, oh, I forget. My sister was like, I'll just download Google Translate. And I just laughed. hold on. Chiho's here in the studio with me. Hey guys, it's a visual bit. Chiho's behind me wearing a cloak like a Sith Lord.
The cloak is cool. Wow. Yeah.
My wife actually made this. My wife loves to make costumes. So like Chiho's getting I think I wore this last year. Yeah, this one's actually very nice and it's super comfortable. It's a very nice cloak. She is prepping a costume for Halloween. But the Chiho brought up is that when you're traveling for a short time, you're not actually trying to communicate very much with people. And so like then those translators work. But if you're like actually trying to communicate something with somebody,
like maybe a deep conversation or something like that, like something
you're like trying, it just doesn't work.
Point you're trying to convey. Yeah.
It's one thing to ask, like, where is the lettuce? Right. Mm-hmm. It's a whole nother thing to be like, so your parents are divorced. You know, how did that affect you?
And not say the wrong thing without just like, being blunt. Yeah. And opening a can of worms that you don't know how to close because you don't know what you're saying.
When I first met Chiho didn't speak English like at all. And we were sitting at this table. This is not the first time, like early on in our friendship. And I was talking with someone else who did speak English and Chiho was sitting at the table. And somehow we were talking about our parents and I was talking about like, what would your parents think about this? Like with this friend and specifically your mom, right? And I turned to Chihan, I'm like, what would your mom think about this? And she looked at me and she like struggled to say something. And then she just started crying. And then she was like, my mom's dead. And I was like, oh God, here we go.
But now it's the best joke.
Now it's the funny. Well, then come to find out she died like 10 years before that. And Chiho was actually crying because she didn't know how to express what she wanted to, not crying because her mom was dead. Right. And she just felt really bad that she couldn't express it. But yeah, it was just like this not good. We're like talking about it. I'm like, what about you, Chiho? What would your mom think about this? And then just starts crying. I'm like, my mom's dead. Like dying that right happened. Now. Yeah, that happened.
Oh my goodness.
Like, oh man.
Like awkward in a big way. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. The, but oh, man. Yeah, I met David outside of all of this and he dragged me in to a nav and I appreciate it. I really appreciate him. The where would we be without David with his notes? Am I right?
Actually, you know, that might be the next merch quote shirt. You know, where would we be without David? And then Jesus, but not. I don't know.
And Jesus.
Oh, ooh, that's it. That's it. Hold on. I'm merch quoting that. Where would we be without David and Jesus?
Oh, no. That's so funny. No offense, but you're not Jesus.
I'm quoting that to you, not to me. I'm a farmer. Where would we be without David and Jesus? The
I did say it, so I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, he did say it. Ooh, this one's... Are you wearing... Chiho? Again, hey, guys, it's the visual bit. We have two... We actually have two capes.
Ooh.
And one of them is green and one of them is black.
Oh, Johnny, I like this one. I like this one. Where would another merch quote? Where would you be without the son of David?
Ooh, where would you be without the son of David? But David doesn't have a son that we know of. Bum, bum, bum.
All I'm saying, if he doesn't name his son Gabriel, what even is
right?
Life?
Ooh, right? Gabriel, like, let's go.
That would be great. Yeah,
it's got to be. And I'll call him Gabe. It. You know.
Gabriel Skywalker. You heard it here. Gabriel Skywalker. Well, on that note, let's end a little bit early out of respect to David, who is very much alive, just unable to make it. And does anyone have any closing comments?
David, you're awesome, and thanks for being the awesome leader of a nav and, you know, all that you do, man. We missed you and look forward to having you next week.
David, we talked about just doing like a meme episode where we only recorded for 5 minutes and then left. So I hope this is good enough for you. Bye.
Get out of here, Craig.